George Washington's wife's name was
Martha Washington.
And there used to be a song, "Oh my darling, something gray, they have taken you away."
Oh my Nellie, darling Nellie Gray.
Nellie, all right.
My darling Nellie Gray.
And the boy whose name is Bill, when he's little they might call him
William.
Or when he's very small they wouldn't call him Bill, they call him Bill.
Billy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the first book of the New Testament is the Gospel according to
Matthew.
Glad to find somebody who knows that. I have to fish around for Matthew. You know, ever hear of an author in American literature called James Fenimore? He writes books. James Fenimore
Cooper? Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you might refer to his wife as Cooper. Not Mr. Cooper, but
Mrs. Cooper.
Somebody, you may have an uncle, or you may have an uncle or and an
aunt, uncle and aunt.
She's not my aunt. She's not your aunt.
She's my aunt.
Or she's not my aunt. She's
your aunt.
Again, it's a combination of words. Mm-hmm. Aunt. A man who is in charge of an army, the highest rank you can get in the army is that of 4-star
general.
And do you ever have a word for a part-time preacher who fills in?
Supply.
They don't have any joking term for one who isn't very good. Just fills in. Ever use the word yard axe around here? I guess not.
No, I never heard that expression.
There's some funny ones in America. I never used it or heard it used where I'm from, but I guess in some parts of the country they do. Man before whom a court, a trial.
Judge.
What was that again?
Judge.
And a boy goes to school. You might call him a
student.
And a boss hires a woman to take dictation, write letters.
Stenographer.
Or she's his private.
Private secretary.
And what do you call the town officers here? There's the mayor and the
mayor and commissioners. Mayor and 4 commissioners. We used to have an automatic alderman. Long years back, I don't know how long the commission form of government's been, I guess about 1912, I guess. I'm not too sure about that.
Okay, and you're not a Canadian, you're
a United States citizen.
Or
an American.
And you're a white man, but there may be other people that you call
foreigners,
or they have the
different
brown
races,
skin, brown skin,
Indians,
or down the road piece, there's a whole lot of them living down here on
Negroes.
Do you ever have any other terms for these people that some people might use? That aren't
nigger
different?
And
anything
black
else?
Rascal. And I've always told them, when I get to thinking I'm better than they are, I'm blacker inside than they are outside.
Oh, there's a lot of truth there. Sure. You ever have a term for a man who lives out in the country and never gets into town much, and when he does, he looks
hillbilly.